This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Run, Richard Penn! Run away! Oh, man. That would have been perfect yesterday when we opened our whole show with the whole Richard Pan on the Run theme music. The Chariots
he's
of Fire.
He's still running, I think. I'm not quite sure if anybody's seen him at this point. I think he just took off and didn't stop.
He didn't come back. Yeah, there was a great meme I think you posted to the Twitterverse, wherever it was, where he looks like Forrest Gump and, you know, where he just ran forever and then he just said, I'm going home. And it had a sign that said, this way
tired.
To Big Pharma.
I think I'm going to go home.
This way. Richard Pan on the Run. Yeah, I was out training on my bike today just in case I was ever going to make it to Sacramento because I know the guy's fast.
Trying to keep up
on the bike. I think that will be something we'll have to do. You know, get into training. You know, it's like I will talk to Del Bigtree, Polly Tommy, and Dr. Wakefield. It's like, are you in training to be able to catch up to Dr. Pan? That's the big question. Anyway, but what are we doing today? It's outside the box, right? We're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. I was outside in the garden as usual. I did the snail hunting again this morning. Got up early, crack of dawn, and went out there. And, you know, I'm getting more clued in on, you know, what the snail's like. They love a warm, moist environment hidden from, you know, from view, right? And they trickle up and they climb up into your plants if they want them. And so I started uncovering some of the mulch that I have around the fig tree. Bumper crop, dude. If they were large, you could have sold them to a French restaurant, but they were little. But, I mean, maybe 100 of them. And I relocated them. The snail relocation program.
Motherload of snails.
It's full on. It's still active. Snail relocation. No snail was intentionally harmed in the movement from one place to another. And we're keeping the things growing. We just sprouted, I think I told you, like 30, 40 pepper plants because we got the sweet red peppers that we love so much. And I'm just setting them up. I probably have to sell them. I won't be able to plant all of them. Now I'm really in business. Just kidding. I will give them away if somebody wants a pepper
plant.
Do you
have like a farmer's market or like a stand on the side of the road?
I can dream, can't I? Right? We planted a jalapeno pepper plant. That's going to be fun. So looking forward to it. Yeah. Well, real food is on my mind all the time, not because I'm always hungry, but I do like to eat, even though if you look at me, you'd say, does he eat? Does he eat? Yeah, I eat. But the real food aspect of life itself, where food was just food, now, of course, it's special. It's organic. It's not GMO. You have to be certain that the food is really food. And I think that's sort of where we're going to open today, because of the rising autism epidemic, and there's a couple of stories here. And they're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, thanks to Captain Morgan. And it said, this is on a National News. Our good buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, puts them out there. The autism epidemic is rising steadily in America thanks to these three causative factors. Now, this is not an exhaustive list, although it can exhaust you just trying to debate this with somebody who still worships vaccines, because that's obviously number one on the list. And for those, and I don't think those in our audience are not really fighting this reality at this point. I mean, they've kind of come to the conclusion themselves that, you know, even if it's not a full-on cause for some folks, they know it's contributing. And as I say, if you take the ingredients out of these vaccines and add them into your baby's bottle, then talk to me about how you will be treated by a court of law if you were brought up. Not that, you know, the thing is, Child Protective Services, they're so medically oriented. If you said, you know what, I took the ingredients of a vaccine, I put it in my baby's bottle, they'd probably go, oh, that's great, you wanted double protection. You know, they'd reward you, as opposed to going, what, you did what? What's in a vaccine? Horrible things are in vaccines. And if you continue to burden the body this way, you know, violating a million layers of the immune system, your earth suit, piercing the earth suit with a needle, and injecting toxic poisons at minute levels, yes. But what was the story? Was it yesterday we did the story where we talked about the, was it the parts per trillion, the endocrine disruption that's occurring at minute levels? It's like another one of those validations that I don't seek out, but you're going at, you know, I've been lecturing on this like since the early 1990s, mid-1990s at least.
Yeah, that was, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, but we did cover that story.
Yeah, and if I get tired of you know, I'm not necessarily talking about it, but try if I'm really, and I don't really try to attempt to counter folks on this, because what's the point if they're committed to a vaccine religion? But the argument has always been that it's only there. Piece of whatever, and you're losing. Am I going early today?
You know, you're doing a remote broadcast from the surface of Mars again today, and didn't tell me.
No, I'm thinking that the kids are like downloading Netflix movies.
Get off of YouTube.
Yeah, I might have to do that on the break. I'm going to go knock some heads at home. No, I'm not advocating violence against children. You know, we're talking about preventing or reversing violence against children with vaccines.
Make them go out and hunt snails.
Yeah, snail hunt. Go out. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Find some more snails before the sun goes down. Ah, man. I mean, I guess this is mirroring the energy I feel at the moment. As you know, we're launching into obviously a very important topic with the rise in autism. Yet to revisit these things for me, it's more energy depleting. You know, obviously we have to cover these stories from time to time, and I like to do uplift and happy and silly. But when I talk about the autism epidemic and the fact, you know, we can make light that Richard Pan runs from the producers of Vax because he doesn't want to face up or own up to his criminal behavior, his taking of pharmaceutical money to promote the SB-277. And then, you know, he had the audacity to post to his Facebook page that, I don't know why everybody's, you know, up in arms about me running to a couple of meetings that I had to do, some kind of charitable meetings. It turns out those meetings were like a week earlier. He actually thought he could get away with that. I mean, anybody can find the poster of the meetings he was claiming to be running to, but if he was running to it, he was a week late for it.
Well, maybe that's who he was running, because he was trying to
he's not the Flash. He can't run back in time.
Yeah, well, Superman did. Remember when he flew around the planet and made time reverse?
I do. I remember that movie.
Hey, listen, he's fast.
Super Pan, right?
Maybe.
Jeez. No, so there are a lot better and appropriate monikers for that guy. But I just, like I said, the energy, I'll just be honest with the energy I feel when I'm covering these stories. It's like, man. Does anybody not know this yet? And there's still people that are struggling because they've been brought up in the vaccine religion. And the question,
people are hearing about it though. You can't, you know,
they
you
are.
Go back to Life of Brian here. Yeah. You know, and watch that again.
Which
because
one,
listen, there's a lot of progress, I think, anyway. I mean,
yeah, no,
one guy here, but you know, I think there's a lot of progress being made here.
Can you
a
sing
lot
that?
Of awareness that's happening as a result of, for example, the movie Vaxxed.
Can you sing that song from Life of Brian for me?
No, but
come on,
you know,
I'm the only.
Well.
No, you're the guy with the good voice, and I'm the only one that ever breaks out in song on this show.
Yeah, that was not a bass baritone part, but
You do the falsetto.
I don't do falsetto.
All right. Trusetto?
Sorry, I can't just do Michael Jackson on request.
Trusetto. Is there a trusetto?
Yeah. But I mean, mm-hmm. It is. Listen, there are a lot of parents out there that are going through some really hard times with you know, dealing with vaccine damage.
Yeah.
Kids that are affected by autism. Mm-hmm. And of course, the kids and even grown-ups, you know, they've grown up, you know, dealing with the challenges that come along with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think you are starting to, and like I said, maybe I'm just being just one of those hopeless optimists, okay?
That's not like you normally, is it?
No, well, listen, I like my cynicism and my sarcasm.
Yeah, I know.
But if we're going to keep it real, yeah. I think we're starting to see a change. I really think we're starting to see the tide beginning to turn.
Okay. I'm feeling a little happier already, Super Don. Thank you. The other thing on the list, electromagnetic radiation, electropollution. As I say, if you have children in your house, if you don't care about yourself, at least for their sake, turn it off at night. Turn off the router at night, please. And, you know, don't let them spend endless hours on a cell phone, certainly before they're, you know, large enough to withstand some level of the EM field radiation. And, of course, then we come back to the synthetic chemistry in the food supply. And this relates to also a secondary study about too much folic acid, and they're trying to link that to autism now. Too much folic acid. And it's interesting, because years ago I learned that folic acid was actually a synthetic form of what they couldn't duplicate in nature. Folate, right? The folate versus the folic acid. And they're claiming that the high levels of folic acid or folate in the body, see, it's so confusing when you read this article, they are interchanging the two. And unless we get back to the original study, it's going to be hard to discern what they're actually saying here. Because did the study take into consideration whether people were taking folate, the whole food form of this vitamin, or did they talk about the folic acid synthetic version? By the way, in the article, they at least acknowledge a synthetic version, folic acid, is used in supplements and is used to fortify flour and cereals. And as I've argued for a lot of years here, if the supplements are not food, they're not supplemental to your body. They could be detrimental to your body. All right, we come back. News from Alabama. As they legalize something that is already legal. Does that only happen in Alabama? No, I'm not going to pick on Alabama. We got lots more to go. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I just took something that was made legal in Alabama that was already legal in Alabama before that came about. I don't know what it is, but we're going to have to figure it out, and this is your clue.
Party to chip on the left hand side. Party to chip on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
Yes, that's the theme for the cannabis update of the day, and it relates to our friends in L.A., Lower Alabama, and UA, Upper Alabama. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley signed legislation into law to allow medical marijuana oil in the state. That's what they call it. But they're talking about cannabidiol, CBD, decriminalizes possession of CBD produced in other states, going into effect this June 1st. It's named nicknamed Lenny's Law, and it follows a similar bill in 2014 that established a CBD oil medical study at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. But what they don't know, and what seemingly, and it's not just Alabama, the legislators across this land, and in just about every state, don't realize that the CBD from industrial hemp plant is perfectly legal in all 50 states. And you can get it right now from CV Sciences. Just go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. And not only that, in Alabama and everywhere else, you can get 15% off if you put in the code RSB15. How cool is that? I know the intelligence quotient of those in government is not expected to be so high, although some of them believe they're, well, a little intelligent, or a lot, but they really are probably just high on themselves. But why is it that they can't figure this out? We figured this out a couple of years back, at least, maybe 3 years now we've known this.
You know, it's a good question. Because on the one hand, you want to go, hey, you know, it's silly. You don't have to wait around for, you know, a law to be passed. You can get the CBD now. But on the other hand, you know, it almost makes me a little worried because these legislators are already sitting here feeling like they have to pass these laws. If they find out that they don't have to pass the law, then they're going to be like, wait a minute. What'd you do? Circumvent the law?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we want to draw attention to it, but at the same time, we want to make sure that people have access to it and they know that they don't have to sit around and wish they could move to Colorado or something.
Yeah, I think that's an important message, and it has been since the beginning here when we figured this thing out. Because there are a lot of people that could be benefiting by it right now. And even though it isn't the form of cannabis that makes you high, a lot of people like that, a lot of people don't, it still can reduce anxiety associated with pain. For some people, it does reduce the pain. And we've covered so many stories about reduction of reliance on opiate drugs. The things that are killing, what did we say, 40 people a day in America? I mean, yeah, the fact that
40 people a day, and gosh, I mean, the statistics just keep getting bigger and uglier the more you look at the whole situation.
So here we go. Alabama has made it legal, even though it was already legal. Now, perhaps, you know, if I'm going to give them a little credit, they might be that they're talking about the regular cannabis plants that they don't like marijuana, that they bred to be low THC and high CBD. Maybe
like
that's their angle.
Or something like that. Yeah.
But the fact is, if you want to access the benefits of cannabidiol, you can do that without any risk of THC if you're going to be drug tested at work or anything like that. And you can get those benefits right now. And that, again, is, you know, I don't know if we're one of the few radio shows that actually have been, you know, saying that for as long as we have now. And, you know, I just want to shout that one from the rooftops. Alabama, you didn't have to do that, but okay, good, you did. Just still silly that we're dealing with a country so backwards that it makes illegal a plant that could put a lot of big pharma out of business.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, people are being very optimistic right now because supposedly this summer we're supposed to see a possible change of the schedule on marijuana.
Yeah, on cannabis.
So, you know, some people are saying don't hold your breath, but, you know, hey, it could happen at this point.
All right, well, let's leave it at that. And when we come back, if I'm still connected, if I'm not, Superdome's taking over. If not... We'll call Ty Bollinger early. How do you like your burger? With pickles or without? Well, there's a story about burger substitution, but it has nothing to do with pickles or other condiments. What's in the meat that you eat? We'll find out after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Burger time for those who eat burgers. Or if you want a veggie burger, go ahead. Yeah, I remember years ago, Super Don, when I started cleaning up my act. You know, the first thing that I did was I went full-on vegetarian, which is not something I had ever done because I was, you know, a traditional American kid eating meat every day of the week, every meal of the day. It was just the way we were raised, right? That's what you do. And when I began to clean up my act, my mentor in homeopathy said, listen, you know, you can't, you aren't digesting proteins hardly at all. We got to simplify your diet. And I started going more raw, of course, organic. And, you know, I was excited when I found organic veggie burgers because I was like, I need some semblance of normal if I can't eat a, you know, a hamburger at the time, right? And, you know, that was the best thing we could get. And, you know, most of the veggie burgers were soy and they were not organic. So I had to find, and there were, this was back in the 90s, you know, I'm thinking, gee, it wasn't easy to eat.
Veggie burgers were a little different back then.
They were, weren't they? And I was just so excited when one time I found a company that, hey, look, organic veggie burgers. Of course, they would fall apart. I mean, they didn't hold together. I don't know what they do, what kind of glue they use nowadays. But back then, they weren't using much. And it was, like, not the same experience. But burgers, you know, let's just face it. The vast majority of Western Americans, maybe people on the planet, are not necessarily vegetarian. And that upsets some folks that have religious views, cult-like devotion to being a vegetarian. And I'm not saying that in a negative or positive way. I want you to be happy with whatever diet you're on, although I'd like it to be clean, whatever you choose. And I'm in agreement with Liam, our buddy Liam, who's pretty much largely vegetarian. He says eat lower on the food chain. I think that's a good strategy. But if you are going out to get burgers, please stay away from the factory farmed ones. But before we even get there, this story is pretty wild on businessinsider.com. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Burgers sold at fast food chains and grocery stores across the U.S. might not be what you think they are. And so they're using terms like substitutions and contaminants to describe what's happening. So you think you're getting a beef burger, and you may actually have rat DNA present. And this is not the first time we've covered this, and I think anytime you get into a mass merchandised food product, you're going to have some level of contamination, whether it be with rats or human DNA, and it's kind of gross to think about it, but there's no way they can get all of that stuff out of there. In fact, I think even the FDA or the USDA, somebody who regulates this says, you know what, we expect a certain percentage of rat parts and insect parts in factory food. And that's okay. Am I right about that? The government said that's okay.
Inhale a spider or something every once in a while, right?
Well, is that just supposed to make me feel better? Are you just like making me feel happier about this?
But
yeah,
it's a little different when you think about the food that you eat.
Yeah, you're going for what you think is a beef burger, and you've got rat DNA in it. And they analyze these. They even analyze veggie burgers. Funny enough, on this. And 4.3% of the samples contained traces of pathogenic DNA, they said. So, you know, pathogens, they say. Rat DNA was found in 3 of the products. Human DNA was discovered in 1 frozen vegetarian burger. So it isn't, you know, a vegetarian anymore, technically, if you got human DNA in it.
It's Soylent Green.
Yeah. And Dr. Michael Doyle, Regents Professor of Food Microbiology at the University of Georgia, says the results aren't as terrible as they first sound. And here's an interesting paragraph from this article, Superdon. I found this fascinating because we've often said this about, for instance, viral load testing. You know, with someone who has hepatitis C or even HIV, which we've disputed both of those things. But they acknowledge this, that molecular testing can't differentiate between live and dead pathogens. See, that should be the front page headline. And I know it's not a story about that, but it's a tell. It's a giveaway. All of you folks that are relying on these tests from your doctors to tell you whether you're sick or not have no way to differentiate between viable living pathogens versus that which has already been encountered by your immune system and destroyed. And it's basically not going to cause you any problem other than the debris field that is not being detoxified fast enough. Now, I can hear Superdon's brain turning going, Robert, this is not a story about that. This is about burgers and funny ingredients.
Gee,
but
why don't you just, like, you know, like put words in my mouth there?
I can't help it. I hear you're loud. You think loud.
But you and know what? I get it.
Yeah.
I do. I've been around long enough here that I understand where you're going with this.
You see the way my mind works. I see a statement like that. I'm like, holy tamale, that's the key to unlock a whole other arena of health lies, right? And I don't mean to give short shrift to the contaminated veggie burgers, but my goodness, if you're eating factory farm meat, you just can't expect it to be what you think it is at this point. Maybe you don't want to think about it, and I understand that. But
so you're making a segue from this story talking about doing studies on hamburgers at a molecular level, mm-hmm. and you're basically what you're doing is you're drawing the you're connecting the dots between that and the PCR test.
To some degree, but there are other viral load tests that aren't even PCR. That's the same thing. They don't differentiate between viable, you know, reproducing bacteria, viable replicating viruses versus debris. They don't. They just like to scare you. How many times have I told this story about patients that would come to me, you know, of other doctors, and they'd say, you know what, I was on, you know, this treatment for hepatitis C. I felt rotten. I got off of it. I started doing silver and other things. And I started feeling great, but I went back to the doctor for a viral load test. The doctor says I'm dying. And they're like, wait a second. The doctor says you're dying? How do you feel? No, I feel great. Best I've felt in years. But you're dying. Yeah, that's what the doctor said. Why did the doctor say it? Well, he said my viral load count is so high I'm going to die. And then I would proceed to explain just what I've explained to you from this story. That their tests are bogus. Their tests do not detect viable replicating viruses versus debris fields of those that have been neutralized by a silver or other things that modulate your immune system. In the meantime, the doctors, the dunderheaded doctors, say, how you feel doesn't matter. This test right here tells me that you're going to die, and let's get you back on those drugs. That is the way the game is played, my friends. They play it on you, and big pharma and big bad doctors profit off of their ignorance or their arrogance, either one. And this is why the crumbling of the allopathic medical monopoly may result in some level of chaos and trepidation and fear among those that don't know better, but it will be accompanied by a resultant drop in mortality rates across the board. Other stories we've covered over the years indicate that. Where hospitals go on strike in cities or countries, the death rate plummets. When the doctors go back to work at the hospitals, the death rate rises accordingly. So you can go ahead and eat your fast food burgers if you want. You'll end up in these doctor's offices getting bogus tests and getting dangerous drugs. Or if you're going to eat meat or veggie burgers, you could say, hey, how was that animal raised? Can you find a local butcher shop that's connected to local farmers? Can you go out, if you're a carnivore, and hunt for your own, raise your own? Whether it be rabbits, chickens, or going out for deer? Top four reasons not to eat chemically loaded processed meats. Another Natural News article that's fantastic here. Processed meats likely to, contain a lot of things similar to what we just said. But the processing themselves destroys the integrity of the food if it had any to begin with, depending on how it's raised. But if they process it, they'll use ammonia injections. And, of course, that destroys the healthy cells. Remember the pink slime we talked about years ago on the air here?
Oh, yeah, it looks like meat, tastes like meat, must be meat.
Not even schmeat, but they use it to sterilize meat that's susceptible to contamination. Ammonium hydroxide. Ammonia mixed with water, and they turn it into this pink slime that they reconstitute with some kind of meat glue. We talked about that, too. Nitrates and nitrites, known carcinogens. Again, preservatives are designed to kill things. People say, what are preservatives for? Oh, they're designed to keep the food safe for me to eat. No, they're designed to kill things. And, of course, if you consume meat loaded with nitrites and nitrates, it's killing stuff in your body. Nitrosamines, carcinogenic as well, causing cancer. Nitrosamines linked to gastric, bladder, and esophageal cancer. And then you've got artificial synthetic growth hormones, still, that's being used. Now, it's not used in all meats, but two-thirds of the cattle in the U.S. are pumped full of these hormones. Increases their weight, bring them to market faster, get more money because they weigh more. Less quality, more money, cheaper, quicker to your dinner plate. And people think that a 99-cent burger is actually cheap. No, it's actually quite expensive for your body. The age of puberty is, you know, it keeps coming down. There's a reason for that. You can't put these synthetic hormones in these animals and consume them as children and not expect it's going to have an impact on their endocrine system. And then, of course, if you don't want to take antibiotics, the question is, are you taking them because of the meat you're eating? Subtherapeutic doses of human antibiotics to fatten up the cattle, again, resistant strains of bacteria developing, you eat them, you get them, even if you've never had an antibiotic. If you're going to eat meat, please make sure it's like free grazing, grass finished as well. Get closer to the food that is being produced that you eat. I know that's a lot to ask for a lot of folks who think it doesn't matter. It matters. The rising incidence of cancer has everything to do with the lack of quality in the food that we eat. Now, here's a big story. Eating junk food, this headline is stunning. Eating junk food can damage kidneys as much as diabetes, study finds. And this is, you know, this is not making me happy to read this. I mean, it's just a reality of acknowledgement that, you know, those of you who are resisting eating well, they're saying that eating junk food diet can be as damaging to the kidneys as diabetes. By the way, what they fail to mention here is that eating a junk food diet leads to the diabetes that also damages your kidneys.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. And Angelina Jolie will protest and say, no, it's because of the BRCA gene. Remove your kidneys. Remove your kidneys now.
And
right?
your prostate.
Is there a problem? And your prostate, right? This is old news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe we have a lot of new listeners. Any millennials out there that are vegetarian but are eating genetically engineered vegetables loaded with toxic pesticides, it's not really a great plan. You might feel good, proud of yourself for being a vegetarian if that means a lot to you. But synthetic pesticides coming in through vegetation also creating some of these same scenarios. All right, folks, we got another segment here. We're going to talk about what KFC is doing to make you look and taste beautiful. This is a weird story coming up, Super Dunk.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty available to you 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Podcast available immediately after, pretty immediate after, right here on our syndicator GCN. And, of course, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times Podcast, as well as UK Health Radio and the new SoundCloud. Coming up after the news break, Ty Bollinger, my hero. And we go outside the box. But before that, we've already established that fast food can create kidney damage. Junk food can create kidney damage, as can diabetes, but the junk food also creates the diabetes. So where do we start? How about the food? Well, maybe one fast food restaurant has a better idea for you. If the food's not going to be good for you, how about making edible nail polish? Yes, that's right. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Is it still called Kentucky Fried Chicken or is it something else? Because they changed KFC because so-called fried wasn't a good word anymore.
No, it's still called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I thought they changed the name to like Kung Fu Chicken or something. But they basically debuted... I don't know. It's just something that wasn't fried. I don't know. Hong Kong Fooey. Actually, this relates to Hong Kong.
It's still fried, though. They still sell fried chickens.
Yeah. In Hong Kong, they're selling, along with the chicken, finger-licking good nail polish. Limited editions, original recipe, and hot and spicy. Available in Hong Kong, where their KFC was looking to enhance the relevancy of its brand there. Now, I'm thinking, I'm in Hong Kong. The last thing I want to do is get fried chicken from a factory farmed animal, right? Much less a fast food restaurant. Okay. With all the exotic food you could probably get there.
Aren't as enlightened as you are.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it enlightenment or is it just the taste buds? Really?
Oh.
Come on, we'll go back. I grew up on fast food. I've said this. I'm not too proud to admit it.
Did you like KFC?
I do remember... KFC original recipe was rather delicious tasting to my corrupted taste buds.
You didn't like the extra crispy?
I did not. I tried extra crispy. I'm like, dude, this is nothing like the original recipe. Now, looking back,
I don't know if they do this, but I have to imagine they put loads of sugar in original recipe. Because there, I mean, why? It's like it's got to be sweet, something that would go, ooh, candy chicken. It makes you want to have more and more and more.
Oh, okay.
Just these are memories I haven't thought about in a long time. Probably the old corrupted taste buds are salivating right now. I apologize. Yeah. I don't want to put anything on the microphone here. But think about the dangerousness of nail polish, flame retardants, all kinds of nasty stuff. There's articles about the chemicals in these nail polish things that literally within minutes to hours of the time you put on the nail polish, you can end up with these TPHP suspected endocrine disrupting chemicals in your urine. That's how fast it gets into your body. Now, I don't know exactly what's in the KFC nail polish. Did you find anything out? They claim it's probably pretty natural, right? That you can eat it.
Yeah, the ingredients, let's see here. I did see the ingredients. It really didn't have anything, you know, it wasn't anything like nail polish chemicals. It was all artificial, you know. It was the same stuff that goes into the chicken. It has the 11 herbs and spices.
Right.
And it's got a few other things in it, you know, that you would see on a ingredient label on the side of something you get from KFC, probably.
Right, but don't buy this stuff at the fast food restaurant and then put it on your countertop to use later, or not too much later.
Well, you can't. It has an expiration of, like, 5 days, so you've got to use it. And once you open the bottle, you can't just, like, reuse it. It's done.
Right.
I'm just thinking, you put this stuff on your fingernails, what would happen? You've got, like, an itch in your eye, you can, like, scratch your eye or something. Or, oh, man.
No, that's not good. You get KFC nail polish in your eyes.
Hot and spicy nail polish and pick your nose. Not a good idea.
Oh, ow. No. I'm hoping this is not a trend, but they did try this at other fast food restaurants. You remember Ooh de Pizza Hut was sold in limited quantities? Limited quantities in 2013.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The OD Pizza Hut was sold in limited quantities in the U.S. in 2013, so they tried it at Pizza Hut. Let's see. Burger King. Burger King introduced the Flame, a men's body spray described as a scent of seduction with a hint of flame-broiled meat. I don't know, ladies, if that turns you on, keep on walking. You're not going to get any here. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to do. Broadcast irreverence. Ty Bollinger coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show Outside the Box, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.